I would have been offended, except they knew me better than I knew myself. I was back on email from my hospital room the day after giving birth. Over the next 3 months, I was unable to unplug much at all. I checked email constantly. I organized meetings in my living room, during which I sometimes breastfed and probably freaked several people out. I tried to set these gatherings for times when my son would be sleeping, but babies make their own schedules. I went into the office for key meetings, baby in tow. And while I had some nice moments with my son, I look back on that maternity leave as a pretty unhappy time. Being a new mother was exhausting, and when my son slept, I worked instead of rested. And the only thing worse than everyone knowing that I was not sticking to my original commitment was that I knew it too. I was letting myself down. 3 months later, my non-leave maternity leave ended. I was returning to a job I loved, but as I pulled the car out of the driveway to head to the office for my first full day back, I felt a tightness in my chest and tears started to flow down my cheeks. Even though I had worked throughout my time off, I had done so almost entirely from home, with my son right next to me. Going back to the office meant a dramatic change in the amount of time I would see him. If I returned to my typical 12-hour days, I would leave the house before he woke up and return after he was asleep. In order to spend any time with him at all, I was going to have to make changes and stick to them.